It's like hot yoga for your mind. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
It's mine. It's now or
never. Isn't the best stuff today? You need to pay your employees properly and take care of them and treat them right. If you're a business owner, you know that, because if you don't, in this day and age, you could see something on your desk you don't want to see. That's a lawsuit. Martin Brook here, a lawyer for Ogletree, Deacons, Nash, Smoke, and Stewart. Martin, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. I understand coming up on March 21st and again on the 29th, there'll be a seminar at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce to discuss paying employees properly to avoid those lawsuits. What can you tell me?
Well, these are going to be some great programs that anybody who's a business owner or a leadership in business of a company, large and small, if you've got HR and payroll and or finance responsibilities, you're really going to need to know this. It's going to provide those folks with that kind of responsibilities, the practical knowledge of how to ensure that the employees are paid properly.
All right. So how do you know what the guidelines are? If you take a job, this is what it pays. Here it is. Here's your paycheck. How do you get sued in that relationship?
Well, it's a common area for litigation these days, and it's growing more and more. And the reason is that many of these laws are actually quite old. They've been written long ago, and they don't necessarily apply very well for today's realities in the workplace. They can get stodgy at times. They develop and change over time as well, so it's important to be up to speed. But they cover things as simple and as clear as, well, when does work actually start? Can you round your hours up to the nearest hour or the nearest 10-minute segment? Simple things like that are implicated by the wage and hour laws that the state has, the state of Michigan, and the federal laws, plus more complicated issues such as which employees are entitled to overtime pay, when are they entitled to overtime pay. It's going to be helpful to know this stuff, because there are claims that can come as a result of these that can become quite expensive to defend and expensive, of course, to pay if you lose.
Yeah, you don't want to get jammed up on those deals, especially when you think, all right, I'm doing the right thing. I'm hiring this person. Do you think there's ever an indication when you're hiring somebody, like a red flag, things that are said, body language, anything? Because as an employer myself, sometimes I see people and I go, I just got an indication there that maybe I don't want to hire this person, because you feel like you're going to see them across the table in litigation at some point. You get what I'm saying?
I do. And I have found in my experience, when doing this 25 years, it's really difficult to tell who it is that's going to be an employee that buys on to your message and helps deliver good services to your clients, and those employees that might just be more difficult to manage and find and look for trouble. Of course, if an individual has filed a lawsuit in the past, that's something they have a right to do, and we as employers couldn't exclude folks based upon that, because it's our obligation as employers to make sure that we're paying correctly to begin with.
Well, there you go. All right.
So watching for the right employee is definitely the trick, isn't it? It's not an easy one.
No, it's not easy, but it's also sometimes not easy to navigate the legal requirements of businesses, because they seem to change on occasion, and you need to be up to date on that. And that's why the two seminars are going on at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. They are March the 21st, March the 29th. You can find out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. Martin Brook will be one of the folks there. Give me one more little tidbit, a little nugget before we head on down the road here, Martin.
Well, you've made a very great point about the fact that these change a lot. With the change of administrations, the interpretation and the regulations change as well. So it's really important to keep up to speed. You may have known what you needed to know even as recent as 2 years ago, but today things have changed. So today's next week and the week after are great opportunities to make sure you're up to speed, and then you've got to keep on doing it year after year.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. All right, Martin. Good talking to you. And again, the seminars are March 21st and 29th, Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com, the place to find out more. And Martin, I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You have a great morning.
Yeah, you too. All right, so some of those basketball games begin today, as you well know. And if you want to chance to win $1 million, because the opening round is the two games today, two games tomorrow, I believe, is how this works. And then those teams will fill in the bracket of 64, and then we'll be on the road down, rolling down the road for that. Now, if you think you can fill out the bracket exactly, start to finish, you could win $1 million. It's true. $1 million could be yours if you can win it top to bottom. Now, you have to go to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com, and fill out the forms right there for you. And you can fill out the bracket. It's brought to you by Kentwood, by the way. And I'm telling you about this because I'm sitting here looking at the brackets trying to figure out who I should pick. My final four, and I'm going to be a homer on this. I don't care. I think Michigan and Michigan State both have a solid chance of making it. I believe that Virginia has a solid chance to make it. I also feel like teams like Arizona are strong. I don't know if they make it to the final four or not, but I'm looking at these teams. I'm trying to figure this out. Maybe need your help with it. But I want you to go to stevegruber.com, fill out that $1 million bracket challenge. I mean, if you win $1 million, don't forget your good friend here that hooked you up with it. Stevegruber.com, brought to you by Kentwood Office Furniture. Hey, by the way, while you're there, you can also sign up for the new giveaway from Wolverine Water Systems, giving away a new $4,000 water treatment system. They did it, as you recall, we did it right here on the program just before Christmas. I think we should have that lady on the radio to talk about her experiences with her brand new Wolverine water treatment system and how it's working for her. We'll talk to her about that. But go to stevegruber.com. You can also get all the op-ed pieces, the latest articles, the latest video, hooks to YouTube, and hooks to, of course, the podcast. It's all there at stevegruber.com. But I really want you to get involved because today's the last day, because I'm looking at these brackets. And the opening rounds are teams that I don't even really know, a lot of them. LIU, Brooks something or other, Radford, I don't know these schools, but they're going to be there, and you're going to have to pick who's going to win, and you too could win $1 million. Quick break, we'll be right back.